Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with your host, Ann Ellis. Our special guest today is Rusty Denning, Associate DP with Piedmont Technical College. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. We do have our very special guest, Rusty Denning. He, of course, is Associate Vice President of Continuing Education and Economic Development out there at Piedmont Technical College. I think he's actually been here about a year now, haven't you, Rusty?
Yeah, it's been a little over a year. It's been about a year since I've been on the program, and I'm glad to be back.
Absolutely. Well, how has it been in this last year to get some new programs? I know Disney program has been here once, coming back again. But you've been doing some different things. You've moved into a new building. Tell us what's happening out there with Piedmont Tech Continuing Ed.
We've made a lot of changes. We've just continued to grow ourselves. We've, as you see with the Disney Healthcare program that we're bringing in, the business excellence that we had recently, what we're trying to do is just bring in some new seminars, LeaderCast, and different programs that maybe we haven't had in this area before.
And what do you think, how has been the response to some of these programs? I know you're one in, what was it, February, March, or May? When was that Disney program here?
We did that one in March.
Okay.
And we had about 92 people that came to that program, and we heard great response from it, and that's why we're trying to do it again.
Well, you know, I think it's great when you shake things up, and you've also moved into your own building now.
Yes, we've moved. We're still on Emerald Road out by Piedmont Tech. We're just down the road just a little bit into a building. We have a couple credit programs that are in the building that we're in, and they had some space, and it gave us an opportunity to kind of move off campus because some of our curriculum programs and some of the other things going on campus needed a little more space, and it was just kind of easier for us to move than some of the other programs.
Sure. So they've got your own building there, and of course, you know, everybody likes all the couponing and belly dancing, but you've added so much more to what's going on out there. You know, it says Economic Development, VP of Continuing Education and Economic Development. How are we economically developing out there at Piedmont Tech?
I think that a lot of it is just some of the programs that we're bringing in is geared not just to the general public, like a lot of our Continuing Ed offerings, but some of the programs we're doing, such as the Disney Institute, and, of course, we're bringing in Dave Ramsey a week later after that. But it's an opportunity for our business leaders and some of our individuals in management positions to come out and learn a little bit, but also that kind of helps them take it back to their respective companies or industries and try to utilize or see where they can take part of that back with them and implement it in their day-to-day operations.
I would think some of the programs that you're doing here, when they look at new companies coming into this area, that, of course, they're looking at the educational, the colleges, and all the whole package that what you're doing out there with continuing ed and economic development would fare well for those new companies looking at coming to Greenwood.
It does. It's actually a partnership between us and continuing ed, which are kind of considered non-credit programs, with some of our credit programs, and a lot of that goes back to Keith Laser, who's over our industrial and engineering programs. We kind of partner together with ReadySC to bring to the table many different programs, and then also to help those companies that maybe do something a little different than we've done in the past, we develop a new curriculum just for them.
Absolutely. So, you know, it is endless. That's the thing about Piedmont Tech. And I tell you, the other thing I like about Piedmont Tech is they can react pretty quickly to changing situations, where some colleges, it takes them a while to make that move. But particularly in your end, you're able to react. If a new company is coming in and they need a program or they need to get people job ready, this is something that y'all can do out there.
Yes, that's one of the luxuries for us in the continuing ed and economic development area, is that we could easily just create a new program and don't quite have to go through the steps that you would have to go through to get a curriculum program such as an associate's degree or diploma program. We can kind of create something in continuing ed that fits their needs initially and then work on that process of getting something a little more in-depth for them.
Sure. So this is what's really great. Now, you have a program that is going to be coming up on September 22nd. That is, what day is that?
Next Thursday.
So less than a week away is this great program. Now, tell us, Rusty, what is this program going to be?
This is Building a Culture of Healthcare Excellence. And, again, this is one of the Disney Institute programs that we're bringing in. They'll be covering five main topics. Those will be leadership excellence, people management, quality service, brand loyalty, and inspiring creativity. And these are the same five topics that they utilize in their day-to-day operations at Disney. This is what their upper management, supervisors, and a lot of those individuals within Disney, these are the programs that they have to go through themselves to work at Disney.
So you're getting top-notch training on this. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. This is something that, like I said, that they do for their own employees. And again, you know, just with the name Disney, a lot of times you kind of relate that to excellence.
You think of Mickey Mouse. At least
well,
I do.
Mickey Mouse on the fun side of it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, one of the things you were telling me that I think sounds kind of interesting is that they relate the program that they present here to some of the movies that they've done over time, and, of course, Disney, the Epcot Center, and all these things that they've done down there in not only in Florida but in California. They relate that to what they're doing.
Yes, they actually, throughout the program or through the day-long program that they will do that day, what they do is they'll show clips of videos or clips from movies that they've done, talk a little bit about maybe different attractions that they've brought in and how they set that up or how they went through that process. And throughout telling you that, they implement those five qualities within that and show how they utilize each of those in that process.
Absolutely. You know, because, you know, anymore, we can't afford to spend the time figuring it out. We need to know it now, don't we? I mean, we are fast-paced anymore on changing up business, which I think is great, why Piedmont Tech brought particularly the first one back there, which was for business.
It was for business. Again, that one was for basically any business or, you know, any company could institute those ideals. This is geared more towards the healthcare industry. It's not to say that someone else could not attend. But we are kind of gearing this one, and of course the topic, you know, relates that it should be specifically for healthcare individuals.
So this is going to give you the skills and the value to be able to look at your own business or look at a business that you work for and help you figure out how to make it more better.
Yeah, I think a lot of times you can pull things away from it that you can, you know, you kind of have your way of doing things, but you can implement some of what they're teaching you and kind of pair it up with what you're already doing to make something new, of course, hopefully making it better for you.
Absolutely. Well, this is going on next Thursday. That is, believe it or not, September 22nd. It is going on all day long out there at Piedmont Tech. Now, if somebody is interested and wants to sign up for the course, what do they need to do, Rusty?
They could either go online to our website, mm-hmm. Which would just be www.ptc.edu, and go to the continuing ed link, and they can register online, or they can call 941-8400, which is our continuing ed department, and they can register you on the phone.
Absolutely. So you know, if you're in healthcare, if you have people working for you and you'd like for them maybe to learn a little more and step up, make your job a little easier, if you're in healthcare and you're listening to this, hey, you ought to give them a call and figure and let some of your employees go spend the day at Piedmont Tech. It'll be well worth it, won't it?
It will, definitely will. I enjoy it every time I've been a part of one.
That's right. In fact, you brought that from Statesboro up here.
Yes, we did one there as well. And again, it's one of those that when you first try to sell it to the community or different individuals and companies, again, it's, as you mentioned earlier when we were talking before the show, you know, the first thing you think of is
Mickey Mouse.
And unfortunately, he's not coming. But again, it's not just that. It's more about learning business and business principles.
And learning it from one of the most successful people that know how to make money at business, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, we are here with Rusty Denning. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Hey, do you know I am actually going to be giving away on Friday a $399 package to go to the Disney event? Can you believe this? On Giveaway Friday, we will give this away. We're going to talk more about it, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
You're tuned in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ellis. Special guest, Rusty Denning, Associate VP for Piedmont Technical College. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, do want to tell you right now, the price of gold did bump up a little bit. It's back up over $1,827. And, of course, silver is a little over almost 41. Is that what I saw just a minute ago? So if you have gold, if you have silver, if you have platinum and you want to sell, hey, come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, the big thing that sets us apart is we pay for those little diamonds. We pay for those bigger diamonds. We pay whether it's in good condition or whether it's just in meltdown condition. So don't be fooled. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be here all day right up till 6 o'clock. And you know my philosophy. Anything over 1800 is an excellent opportunity to sell. So 1827 on gold, $40.86 on silver. Don't miss out on this spectacular time while gold is so, so high. But today, yes, our very special guest is Rusty Denning. He's got his Mickey Mouse hat on, and he's going to be playing the flute here in just a minute to get us all corralled up here for next Thursday right there at Piedmont Technical College. They are having a Disney seminar, Building a Culture of Healthcare Excellence. And whether you're in healthcare or not, one thing I would like to know is that the people that are serving me have healthcare excellence. Is that right, Rusty?
That's it.
So at a time when economically everybody is looking to make things as competitive and as top-notch as they can, I think it is very impressive that Piedmont Tech has chosen to bring the Disney Institute back here to Greenwood. You know, it's not very often that in a small town like Greenwood, South Carolina, that you see the Disney Institute coming. So many times they go to the bigger cities, or if you're actually down there and you want to write the ticket to send all your employees down there to Disney World for a few days and then top it off with a seminar, I guess you could. But this is so much more affordable. Now, Rusty, what does this cost to do this?
For anyone that's wanting to attend, it's $3.99 per ticket, and of course that affords you an all-day session with the seminar. We'll be providing breakfast, lunch, and snacks during the day. We also have some different packages available for any of those that want to sponsor. Don't have that information in front of me, but you can call the 8400 number and they can give you that information.
So if you have a group, whether you have one person or you have several people, this is definitely something that would be very worthwhile for anybody in healthcare. Now, we talked about people in management, but you also said anybody who is thinking that they want to move up in an organization, this would be an excellent program for them, too.
Yes. I mean, you don't have to be in management. A lot of times, you know, there are many individuals out there who aspire, you know, later down the road, they'd like to be in a management position.
Mm-hmm.
This gives them an opportunity to maybe learn some of those skills ahead of time.
Sure. So if you are saying someday I want to be in that position, you certainly can attend this. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 941-8400. That's 941-8400. And it's called Building a Culture of Healthcare Excellence. And, of course, healthcare, one of the big fields as we go forward with the baby boomers getting older and so many people wondering what is going to happen with healthcare. I'm going to tell you what. Those organizations that have the best business skills as well as the best health care are going to be the ones that survive.
And that's correct.
Yeah, so you ought to take advantage of this. So that is coming up next Thursday. It is all day long. Now, what time does it start, Rusty?
It will be at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
For registration, and then actually 8:30 we'll begin the actual program. But they'll come in at that point. We'll have breakfast for them. They can sit down, and we'll actually have two presenters or two facilitators that will be there from Disney that will be kind of out and about, and they can talk with them in between the breaks or before the program, and even they'll stay around after the program to talk to individuals.
And of course, what do you? Not only do you get this great information, but what else do you get to, as a takeaway with this? A booklet?
You'll get a booklet that's part of the program that they can kind of, you know, you'll have with you, so you can refer back to it. Especially if there's a few of you that come from maybe one company, mm-hmm. And you can kind of sit back down and go through some things of what you learned, or maybe one person got something else out of it than what you have, and it gives you the opportunity to kind of sit down and talk about it. But then also you can go back and refer within your manual. And then there's opportunity, you mentioned the ears a little earlier, there's an opportunity for some individuals that will win, some sets of Disney ears, and we'll have some other giveaways as well.
Oh, my God, that seals it for me. I got to go. I need some Mickey Mouse ears. That's right. Gosh, who knows what you'll find out there. But, you know, if you don't sign up, you miss this opportunity. You could be holding yourself and holding your business back. So why not sign up today? 941-8400, Piedmont Technical College. And, Rusty, I must say, since you have been out there at the Continuing Ed, you have continued to shake things up out there. You brought a lot of experience from Statesboro, and you like shaking things up and coming up with new ideas.
Well, we just continue to try to come up with, you know, new ideas, and it's not just myself. It's the whole staff out in Continuing Ed, because a lot of what we try to do is, you know, we can continue offering the same programs we've offered year in and year out. And
Continuing Ed, we can continue to offer. I mean, is everybody picking up on this?
and you'll have programs that we'll make, but you need to bring something different. If not, you won't be on top for long.
Absolutely. You know, that is one of the things that always impresses me about Piedmont Tech, whether it's in continuing education, whether it's in some of the healthcare fields, but some of the different programs. When Piedmont Tech sees the need for something, like the REACH program, they came up with that two nights for 2 years, you can get an associate's. That was an innovative idea.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to, you know, and that, again, that's different individuals throughout our organization that are, you know, stepping forward and coming up with new ideas and new things to help the college as a whole.
Absolutely. So when you're looking for, whether it's continuing ed or going back to school, look at Piedmont Tech. They really, really want you to be there. I will say this, you know, their financial aid programs that they have there and the tenacity. There's the word. The tenacity of Piedmont Tech out there to help you get back in school is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. There's someone in every department that's willing to help you move forward with it. And again, you know, as we talked a little bit earlier, you know, they've changed some things up in our admissions process. And again, I think that we've seen a little bit of an increase in enrollment, whereas other technical and community colleges actually saw a drop.
So this is the place to be. And, you know, how fortunate can we be to have it right here in Greenwood? And then, of course, we have all the satellite offices around, satellite schools that are going on. And aren't they getting ready to build a new one down in Newberry? Is that right?
Actually, we are. They're supposed to begin that project towards the end of this year. And they'll be building a little bit bigger campus for us in Newberry. And a lot of that came forward where some of the leadership there in Newberry stepped up and basically instituted a 1 cent sales tax on themselves to help us get a building over in Newberry.
That's terrific. Well, Piedmont Tech, it certainly keeps growing and growing, and Rusty Denning is here with us today. When we come back, let's see, we're going to be talking about Dave Ramsey. This is a leadership simulcast that's going to be going on September 30th. We'll talk a little bit about that. We got some tickets to the Foothill Skills and Craft Show coming up in December. And I think I've been talking about on the radio, too, that you're looking for people that have unique crafts and everything to sign up for a booth for the show.
Yes, for the skill show. It's something that Piedmont Tech has done in the past, and they used to do it out at the Civic Center. But, of course, with the closing of the Civic Center, it's something that we just no longer did out at the college. And so we're going to try to bring it back, and we've had a lot of good responses so far.
Excellent. So, and that'll, I guess, be in the multipurpose room?
That'll be in our multipurpose building.
That's right. So you can sign up for that now and get cracking on those crafts. Get ready for it. We come back, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Disney event. That is next Thursday. So if you want to sign up, you need to pick up that phone, 941-8400, or you can just go online to, what do you go online to?
It's www.ptc.edu, and just click on the Continuing Ed link, and it'll take you to not only these programs, but others that we have to offer.
Absolutely. So this is what we're going to be doing here today. It's all about Piedmont Tech, and I can't think of a better organization to be talking about today, whether it's bringing a culture of healthcare excellence with the Disney Institute, whether it's Dave Ramsey with a full day of simulcast Dave Ramsey. I tell you what, that's a full deal. We're actually going to have a ticket to give away to that. And then we're going to be talking about some of just the great courses they have out there for continuing ed. I mean, couponing has gone viral. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you can save yourself some money, as well as a lot of other courses there. So you stay right with us right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood. Yes, we are live from Sharp Facets Gallery. Don't you go away. News is up, and we'll be back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Ella. Our special guest is Rusty Denning, Associate VP of Piedmont Technical College. Live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, and I do need to say a word for Piedmont Tech. They know where to sponsor stuff because they are sponsoring Emerald and 96 football, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you very much, Piedmont Technical College, for realizing that the word gets out when you sponsor right here on WLMA and WCRS. So we are talking about healthcare, bringing a culture of healthcare excellence. That is with the Disney Institute. We just had somebody call in and say, a flute? Well, no, I was just talking about all the neat stuff here that they probably bring with them. The ears, the ears, the ears. How can you not get a set of ears? And go learn a whole lot about becoming better at your job. And, you know, in today's world, becoming better at our job means better job security, doesn't it, Rusty?
It absolutely does. We continue to learn. We all think that once we finish college, we're done. But, you always have to go to some type of professional development just to continue to keep yourself up to date.
Yes. I think in the old days, you graduated from college, right? And you went forth, and maybe there were a few little seminars and stuff, but now, and even in education today, what they talk about is, you could change careers and go in several directions along a career rather than having that one career path forever.
And you do. We see that a lot, actually, with students that come to Piedmont Tech. A lot of times they're coming because they're changing a career completely, and maybe the skill set that they had or had learned before is not valid for what they're looking at.
So this is the place to be. If you are in healthcare and you are in management, excellent program. If you're thinking futuristically you might like to be in management, this could be an excellent program for you. It just gives you ideas and a different focus. And sometimes what happens to us, we live within our little worlds and we don't see the bigger picture, do we?
A lot of times we don't. We're so busy and tied up in doing what we do every day. A lot of times you don't get the opportunity to see what everyone else is involved in.
So if you can go, it is next Thursday. It is all day long. Registration 8:00, starts at 8:30 or 9:00.
8:30
goes all day long, and they feed you with snacks and breakfast and lunch. So. Check it out at Piedmont Tech, 941-8400. Give them a call. This is next Thursday, and it's Disney coming to Greenwood. I think that's terrific. So tell us a little bit about the Dave Ramsey Leadership Simulcast that will be going on.
Okay. With Dave Ramsey, it will be a simulcast. He will be live in Dallas, Texas, not here in Greenwood. So it will be, piped in over the airwaves. But we will have that as well in our conference center. And basically what he's going to be doing is talking to us a little bit about the characteristics of great leaders and leading, with leadership. You lead with certain goals and certain things that you need to take forward with you. A little bit about financial peace as an as he calls it, entre leader, not entrepreneur. And then just, you know.
Financial peace. That's something I need to sign up for right now.
But again, his will be an all-day session as well, right there at Piedmont Tech. And again, we'll take care of you just like we're going to do with the Disney Institute.
So that actually, what, starts at 9:30 and goes to 5:30, is that right?
That one is from 9:30 to 5:30, and then they'll kind of break for lunch, and we'll be providing lunch on site or, you know, for those individuals that want to go out and eat, you can go out.
Absolutely. So now how much does this cost?
The actual program itself is $39.99 for the program, and again, it's a lot cheaper, you could say, than the Disney. But again, it's not a live, you know, it's not live on campus. It will be piped in, or it's $49.99 if you would like for us to provide and have lunch there for you.
All right. Now that is going on September 30th. Now, for those that don't know Dave Ramsey, he has a radio show. So let's talk a little bit about his creds here.
It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
Right. Exactly.
So, but yes, it's a daily show that he does live as well, and talks a little bit. You know, of course, we all know him from the one book that he came out with, and just teaching you the financial freedom, basically helping people get out from under debt.
Sure. And I think he's been on Fox News. You know, you see him every once in a while on different shows, plus a lot of different radio shows. He'll be a guest speaker. So he's very well revered, shall we say, throughout the financial. And this would be an opportunity for you, particularly if you are in business. Or how about if somebody's thinking about getting into business? This would be an excellent one, too.
It is. It's one, you know, if it's one you're not quite sure what you want to do, and again, you know, you don't want to invest, maybe one, and you're not in the healthcare industry, obviously, this will be one, you know, for all the other business leaders in the community, an opportunity for them to come to this one.
And one of the tough things is setting up goals in your business and bringing a team together, getting all the different personalities together to work towards a common goal to make a business successful.
It is, and I think a lot of times we all start with that idea and we all have those ideas, but again, you know, with things changing so rapidly and you kind of having to change on a dime, as you could say, some of that we kind of forget, and we don't really follow it like we should.
Mm-hmm.
We may have them. I think a lot of us, you know, may sit down and do goals. You go back and look at it 6 months or a year later, and those goals have changed.
It is. It's a moving picture. And what you think you're going into business for and what you actually end up doing in business sometimes are entirely different. Look at me. I'm in radio. Who knew? But it should be an excellent program, and you definitely should sign up for this one if you can. Like Rusty said, $39.95 for just the program, $49.95 if you'd like lunch. It does go all day long on September 30th. That is 9:30 to 5:30. And we will actually have a ticket to give away. We'll be giving this away on Friday. Can you believe it? Two nice packages from Piedmont Tech. This is your opportunity on Friday to be able to win a ticket to the Dave Ramsey simulcast that's coming out of Dallas, Texas. And one lucky individual will win a Disney event the whole day long, building a culture of healthcare excellence. So if you are in the healthcare field or you know somebody that is in the healthcare field and they would like to be able to go, all you got to do is listen on Friday. I'll give it away. Guarantee it right here on Giveaway Friday, right here live from Sharp Facets Gallery. So we've talked about the Disney experience for healthcare people. We've talked about the Dave Ramsey. We've talked a little bit about the Foothill Skills Craft Show. Now, that doesn't come up until December 3rd, and that'll be going on from 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening. You can apply to get a booth right up through November 11th. I know it seems like we're starting a little early on this, but, hey, space probably is going to sell out on that.
Well, I think a lot of times we see having done this in the past, you know, a lot of your craft vendors, they book the shows that they're going to go to sometimes a year in advance.
Sure.
So we kind of have to go ahead and try to get some of those in place. Like I said, we've had a good response so far, so we've got a good many that have signed up with us. And we actually, one thing that we're kind of changing this year about the show itself is it's not going to be just coming through and looking at the different arts and crafts that they have or, you know, things that individuals have made. But we're actually going to have presentations on stage while the whole show is going on. And it'll be some of the vendors that we have will be going in and showing you how. We've got one that'll be doing a Christmas wreath, showing individuals how to make their own. We'll have a young lady in that will be doing basket weaving. One that will be working a little bit with jewelry, showing you some, you know, just basic, for those who just want to make a little something for themselves or maybe a nice little gift for someone
at
Christmas.
Great.
But again, it's one of those things where we're just trying to change it up just a little bit to see what kind of response we can get from it.
Well, you know, I think that in today's world, what is it all about? It's all about changing it up. It's the same old doesn't do it, whether you're in the jewelry business, the radio business, or any business, retail business. It is changing. Look at how much social media has impacted what's happening in business today, Rusty.
It has, and you pretty much, you know, the ones that are successful, you see they're in every avenue of social media.
Absolutely. So, hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors when we come back. We're going to be talking about some of the interesting classes they're going to be offering out there at Piedmont Technical College in continuing ed. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best, from quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest is Rusty Denning, the Associate VP with Piedmont Technical College. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with continuing education. And I tell you what, life is one continuing education. Let me tell you that, folks. And out there at Piedmont Technical College, hey, they know how to help you get the education that you need, whether you're going back for a curriculum program or whether you just need some help with some different aspects of your life. You know, the Piedmont Technical College, the Disney Institute, comes here next Thursday. That's right, September 22nd. They'll be here all day long. And if you'd like to register for this program or get more information about it, pick up that phone. Give them a call out there. All his staff is listening. And they want you to pick up the phone, 941-8400. That's 941-8400. Give them a call out there. They'll be glad to answer any questions and help sign you up. It's all about healthcare, building a culture of healthcare excellence. So great program. Disney was here in the spring, did an excellent job, and that's why you called them back.
It is. Like I said, we had a good response from the program. We had a goal of 75, so we obviously surpassed that amount and brought them back, and we'll try it again.
Absolutely. So this is basically healthcare in the healthcare field. That doesn't mean you couldn't benefit by it, but it is in the healthcare field. So if you know somebody that is in healthcare that could benefit from this, let them know about it. If you'd like to win a free program, $399, a $400 value, folks. All you got to do is be listening on Friday. We're going to have some questions, and hey, if you know the answers, you could win a package deal fully paid for by Piedmont Tech just for tuning in on Friday for Giveaway Friday. So that is pretty darn cool. But you have so many other programs going on out there. I tell you what, I love looking at these classes. I wish I was a free woman, but I'm not. I'd be out there taking a lot of these courses. You start one today. In fact, it starts tonight. Law for non-lawyers. Now, tell us a little bit about that one, Rusty.
Well, a lot of that is just to give some of the basics to individuals who, like myself and yourself, who are not in law, just a little bit about what it is out there, maybe some different issues that may affect you and kind of how, you know, what are the steps you need to go forward to make sure that you take care of those problems?
That's right. So that class actually is supposed to start tonight. It's lawyers are going to be teaching this class?
It will be some individuals that are, you know, registered through the South Carolina Bar Association. and they will be the ones conducting the course.
That's right. So bring your questions. Come out. That class actually starts today and goes through October 25th, one night a week, 6 to 9 p.m., only $45. You know, if you went to a lawyer to get legal advice, it would cost you a whole lot more, and here you can take a class.
You can. And again, like I said, it's just something that working with them that they were willing to do, and it's something that they like to do, because a lot of times the general public, as you would say, are maybe uninformed about certain issues and topics that may actually affect them.
Absolutely. So that sounds like an excellent course. But then I found some others on this list, like Ghost Hunting 101. Give me a break. What is going on here?
This is a program we, you know.
Ooh, go ahead, Russ.
One of the things that we try to do is go out and look at what are some other colleges doing, not specifically here in South Carolina, but other states as well. And so a lot of times, you know, the staff will say, here's some different things that we found. You know, let's try these courses. And that's how we came about Ghost Hunting 101. We contacted an individual, and they seem to do real well with the classes that they currently offer at other sites. So we brought them in to see what we can do. And, again, we've gotten good response from it. It's one of those things you don't quite know, is it going to make or is it not going to make? But actually we've had very good response for that program.
Wow. Now, that one starts the 1st of October and goes through the 8th, I guess, 10 to 2. Is that two Saturdays maybe?
It is two Saturdays, and it's just 2 days. But, again, it's one that even the instructor has said that, you know, many times that she fills up every time that she does it. So we
there you
took a chance on it, and it's actually, we've had a very good response from it.
All right. So if you'd like to sign up for that class, I guess give them a call at 941-8400, or you can go online.
You can go online to register for any of our programs that we have, or you can call the 8400 number as well.
Okay. Now, that costs only $49 to find out about ghost hunting. All right. But you've got some other great courses, and some of these are already in progress, but I just thought it'd be worthwhile mentioning Introduction to Crocheting, Introduction to Jazz Dance. How about that? Now, that's one you wouldn't expect to have.
And that's one of the things that we're kind of moving forward toward is bringing in different types of maybe exercise, dance classes, things that, you know, it's not really for you to learn like some of the other things we've talked about earlier about a career or to help you professionally, but it's more, you know, some things that can help you that you just want to learn for fun, or maybe there was a hobby you wanted to do. You know, with the jazz, it may be that you were just wanting to exercise, but you didn't maybe want to join a gym. You just wanted to do something occasionally. This is an opportunity for that.
That's right. Then we have Knitting for Beginners. There's a good one. I always love these motorcycle safety classes. And here's the biggie, though, that everybody has been talking about. In fact, people have been calling Rusty and want to know, when is the next coupon class? I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is. It's something that we tried a good while back. We did one program. We were going to limit it to 100 people. We ended up with 150 people. And so we thought, okay, let's try it again. We did, and we had one back in July, and we had 75 in that program. And, again, we cut it off at 75 just to try to make it a little smaller, because we felt like if you get it too big, you don't get the questions maybe that people would like to ask the instructor. So we did make it a little smaller. Again, it filled up. We will be doing another one in October, and we're also going to be trying to offer these programs in each of our centers in our other six counties as well.
So, couponing has gone viral at Piedmont Tech. Of course, couponing is viral everywhere. Everybody is trying to figure out how to spend less and save more.
It is, and that's one thing that they will learn. They'll get an opportunity. We actually have a book that they'll get to take with them as well that kind of gives them step-by-step process. But also the instructor that we have utilized, she actually does everything couponing. She will not purchase anything that is not on sale or she cannot get on sale. This includes, you know, a lot of times you hear just going to buy your groceries and you hear people getting good deals using couponing. But she will kind of teach you how to do it through the internet, but also, you know, buying clothing for your children or yourselves. She looks at it as the whole picture, not just for one specific sector.
Wow. Well, you know that's going to be an interesting class, and I know that'll fill up, and we'll be talking about all these type of classes. Of course, if you want to get into computers, they have a lot of computer programs and a lot more programs. But the biggest thing that I can say about Piedmont Tech is they are looking for your ideas on what you would like to hear about or to see about. You were telling me you're going to have a basket weaver come at the foothills. And people can get into all these different types of things if there's a desire and if somebody will teach the class.
That is correct. The lady that came to us, is going to put the booth in, and she's also agreed to do a demonstration for us on stage during the Foothills show. She came to us wanting to do a program. She has done basket weaving, I would say, most of her life. She's really enjoyed it, and she's done some different things with it. But she wanted to teach it. Of course, we didn't have the class, so we asked her to come in, sit down, and talk with us. But instead of her coming in to just talk to us, she demonstrated and actually made the individual sitting in there with her actually do the hands-on part just as she would teach in a class. So it really gave us a better idea of what she plans on doing with the course. So that will be a course coming up in our new catalog that you will see coming out hopefully by the end of the month. We will have some classes scheduled for that as well.
Wow, so you can learn everything out there at Piedmont Tech. And if you have an idea for a class, all you need to do really is give them a call and tell them your idea.
Just give us a call. Tell us what you think that basically the general public would like to see or enroll in. We'll be glad to sit down with you, listen to your idea, and if it's something that we think that will go and we can get some enrollment in, we'll be glad to move forward with it.
You know, and some of these classes, they are so affordable. I mean, $40, $50. I mean, you can really go out there and expand your knowledge for not a lot of money. I think that's great.
And we try to keep it, because, again, it goes back to the couponing. Everybody's looking for a deal, or they're looking for something, a little less than what you would normally have to pay for. So we've tried to reduce the cost, knowing that, in some of our classes, students may have to buy some supplies that go along with it. So sometimes it's not just the cost of the course. There are supplies that are involved with it. And, of course, if we keep them short, we can continue offering maybe more advanced sessions of it as opposed to bringing you in and charging you $300 up front for a class and you get halfway through it and you don't like it.
Absolutely.
This kind of gives you an opportunity to come in, you see you don't like it, you don't have to continue on.
It's like an appetizer.
It is.
There you go. And then you can continue with more as you see fit. So these are great classes for you to get involved in. We've talked a lot today about the Disney Institute coming back here to Greenwood. This time they're coming back with building a culture of healthcare excellence. If you are in the healthcare field, this could be an excellent program for you to sign up for. Give them a call, 941-8400. Check it out. See if it's not what is for you. And also, don't forget, that is next Thursday, the 22nd. And then coming up on the 30th, Dave Ramsey is going to be doing a business simulcast, and you'll be able to be there all day for that. That actually runs from 9:30 to 5:30. Cost for that, only $39.95 for the class. You can't beat these deals. You can't beat the information that you get. Rusty, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great having you here. We'll be talking about all these things. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Hey, don't forget, we are going to be giving away a Disney package. Oops, I'm sorry. Disney Institute package. Building a culture of healthcare excellence on Friday. So make sure you tune in to Meet Me at the Diner giveaway Friday. We'll give that away. Plus, we've got tickets, and we've got some other stuff we're going to be doing with Piedmont Tech, so you got to keep it right here. Check out Piedmont Tech, whether it's on the web, ptc.edu, or give them a call, 941-8400. Thanks so much, Rusty.
Thank you again for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.